Top administrators like Chief Academic Officer Ann Botticelli are going into classrooms and looking at how individual teachers set up their grading systems. They're also looking at standards set in buildings by principals. They aren't finding the consistent standards the district wants. One member of the school board is looking at the situation from two directions and finding problems. Board member Teresa Harris-Tigg is a former city school teacher and now an English education professor at Buff State. Harris-Tigg doesn't like what student teachers are reporting back to her.
They're learning cutting edge strategies and what have you, and they've tried different models within their program, and then they get into what we call real schools. And we have schools that are doing something so different than their practices, and many of their practices are best practices, research-based, and they're not allowed to do it.
Harris-Tigg says it's so much of a problem that the college is considering pulling student teachers out of city schools. Board member Sharon Belton-Cottman complains city systems don't quickly allow teachers to notify parents and guardians a student isn't doing well and is in danger of failing.
In the corporate world, we would type in letter 213. Letter 213 would spit out, the child's name would be on it, the parents would receive a letter. What I'm being told is that the system presently requires them to go through, drill through, pull the names out and individually go through. And I'm like, this is 2017.
School Superintendent Kreiner Cash says he didn't know about this problem and suggested use of smartphones to notify parents quickly. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.